I've been seeing this topic go viral on podcasts, YouTube, and social media overall. So I thought, why not hop into the trend? And obviously, give you guys some suggestions to start your New Year game strong. Well, you guessed it right. So my first episode's topic is gonna be top 10 things to do at the start of 2024 that will help 2024 be a good year for you, even if it's the smallest thing to do. Before we get started, I hope you guys know that I have a YouTube channel, an Instagram profile, and an Instagram profile based on my podcast as well. So make sure to check the links in the description below and follow me there. Without any further ado, let's get started. I think the first thing I'm gonna suggest is one of the most important ones, at least for me. So let's hear it out. Social media has become so important in today's generation, and trust me, I can relate. And trust me when I say this, that the type of content you consume or see on social media really matters. Let me take a basic example. Suppose you're laying down on your bed when you wake up in the morning, and the first thing you do is check your phone. And by that, I do mean check Instagram. What if you start your day and the first thing that comes on Instagram when you're scrolling through reels is a bad one? And by bad one, it can be anything. It can be disturbing, addicting, a low vibe post, or even demotivating. And I don't think any of us wants to see that the first thing when we wake up. Now, in the same way, if I replace this and give you another example, suppose you're laying down on your bed in the morning, as I said, you woke up and the first thing you do is check your phone, that is, check Instagram. What if your Instagram feed is filled with posts that motivate you, encourage you, and inspire to work on your goals, your future, your life, and yourself? Isn't that so much better rather than laying around procrastinating and seeing negative content all day? And in order to consume the content that actually aligns with your mindset, your goals, and your life, you have to follow creators that encourage you. And by following good people doesn't mean that you keep the negative ones as well. You have to cut them off. Now, the second thing to do actually connects me with the first one. And that is to follow positive or motivational accounts. The reason to follow such accounts could be maybe they serve you good content, or they have a relatable feed, or you simply like their profile, or they inspire you to do one thing or another. The reasons could also be that they help you achieve your goals little by little by sharing some advices and tips, or post some inspiring content that you would love to see the first thing in the morning before you start working throughout the day. The next thing you can do at the start of 2024 is declutter your phone. And by decluttering your phone, you can simply delete videos, pictures that you no longer see, or people's numbers who you no longer contact. You can delete unwanted notes on your notes app and organize the new ones. Delete messages that you no longer need or texts that can bring your mood down. Yes, delete those people's messages, stop missing them or the memories, and just move on. Do you really want to keep reading those chats all day, keep missing the memories, and not work on yourself or your life? Girl, what are you up to? What you have on your phone is really a reflection of your own mind, so make sure you have a clean and organized phone. The next thing is kind of related to the previous one, that is delete unwanted text, clear out junk, unnecessary mails. Unsubscribe to apps or channels that you no longer use, see, or need so that they don't fill up your mailbox. And please delete those spam mails. The next thing is writing down your goals. It could be weekly, monthly, or yearly goals. I know. Writing down your goals is something that every other content creator or podcaster says, but trust me when I say this, that it's actually important. For example, you're lying down all day on your bed, procrastinating, not feeling like doing anything, or even getting up from the bed. You see the list of your goals and you are reminded of how much you're lacking behind. Personally, I feel like when you're actually writing down your goals, getting them out of your mind, you're much more motivated and much more likely to achieve them rather than just keeping them in your head and procrastinating all day. Making a list of your goals may also help when you're super busy but you still have to achieve them, right? So when you have them written down, you're not likely to forget any of them. Okay, you've written down your goals. What next? How are you gonna achieve them? What are you gonna do in order to step closer to your own goal? You can't just write down, I wanna go to Paris by my own and become independent, right? You have to write down the other goals that follow. The other goals can be working on yourself fully before you go there so that you reach your highest version of yourself, Or it could be earning financial freedom, teaching yourself how to live alone in new countries or cities. It could also be learning lessons from the past experiences you've had so that when you shift to another country or city for university purposes or living alone or working there, you are sure about your own mindset. Because you obviously can't expect that you want to jump straight to the top and enjoy the freedom of your life, right? You need smaller goals in order to step up and level up. So make sure you have a small goal list which you're constantly ticking after working on them so that you can achieve your bigger goal in life. The next thing is literally one of my favorites. That is making a list of things that you like and dislike. Now, I saw this from Tam Kaur's podcast. She's actually one of the reasons I started my podcast. So a huge thanks to her. And she is actually one of the people who suggested this on her YouTube channel of making a list of things that we like and dislike. So I followed her advice and trust me, it was one of the best things I've done for myself in a while. One random day, I just sat down, took a deep breath and started writing down everything that I like or that actually lightens my mood up or that brings a smile to my face. And after writing that list, I wrote down things that lowers my vibration, lowers my mood down, or just simply neglects me from being the best version of myself. After making those lists, I was pretty sure about what I want in my life and what I want to remove from my life. So, for example, you've had a really long day, you're really drained and tired and not in the mood for anything, but you still want to brighten your mood up. So just go on your notes app, simply open the list that you've made of things that make you feel good and just check them out and try one of those things to lighten your mood. So in my list, I have all the things that have actually made me feel good in a while or at least helped my mood get a little lightened up. These can include stretching, moving your body, having cold coffee, watching self-care videos, watching vlogs, studying, making a playlist, making notes, wearing a cute outfit, staying hydrated, very important, setting goals and achieving them, candles, cozy environment, consuming good and healthy food, etc. Your list may also include watching Netflix, baking, inviting friends over, meeting new people, having new experiences, or just socializing. In the list of things that make you feel bad, you can include something that instantly brings your mood down or you just simply don't like doing that. These can include being surrounded in a bad or dull, lazy environment, dehydration, or not moving your body much, not reaching your goals for the day or week, involving yourself too much into gossip, being surrounded by toxic people or just a toxic environment or a vibe, feeling suffocated, restless, alone, lonely, consuming unhealthy, oily, or too much of a spicy food, etc. The next thing you can do in order to make this year a better one is deciding your body goal. All of us have different body goals and different ways to achieve them. So make a list accordingly and set down some rules that you want to keep following in order to achieve it. The next thing you can do is make a workout plan that aligns with your body goals. Just sit down, do some research about workout plans that may fit with your body goals and do it for a week or a month. If you see no development or if you're bored with the workout plan, just sit down, make a new one and continue doing it. But babe, never stop achieving your goals, alright? The next thing you can do is make a food plan that aligns with your workout plan as well as your body goals. For example, you want to stay fit and healthy. You cannot be consuming too much of sugar or too much of oily foods, right? So just list down some foods that are nutritious or that simply matches with your body goal that you want to achieve in this year. This brings us to the last and the final thing you can do, which is list down your dream self. We all have something or someone we look up to in order to achieve something for ourselves when we grow up. For example, you find yourself saying, "Oh my God, how did they achieve this? I want to achieve it as well when I grow up." Or you say something like, "I want to be like them when I grow up." So list down those things in order to make it your reality. For example, I've always dreamt of becoming a woman who's financially independent, who is lovable but knows how to detach herself from people or situations at times, who is consistent with her work and constantly works to achieve her own goals, to be successful, and in order to be at the highest version of herself, and a woman who simply gives out really good energy and good vibes and, you know, motivates other people to become the highest version of themselves. So this brings us to the last and the final part of our podcast episode, where I'm just thanking you all for supporting me in this journey. So firstly, I never thought that I'm gonna start my own podcast one day and share some things that have actually personally helped me. Well, here we are, and I think life is really unexpected on this one, isn't it? Anyways, I hope you guys actually take something back from this episode, because these are things that have personally helped me in this year. And well, I hope you guys have a great year ahead, and stay tuned for my second episode of Relationship to Self, which I'll be publishing on the next Sunday. See you guys. Till then, take care of yourself. This is me signing off. Oh.